Now, I want to speak to Mark Duggan, who's the Northern Ireland Director with the Prince's Trust. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Mark, you're saying that, indeed, we've been told here that half of the young people in Northern Ireland fear there will be fewer jobs in the next 3 years. And I think that does tally with some young people that I've been speaking to. So what can the Prince's Trust do?
Absolutely, Frank. We've carried out our latest annual report study with young people here in Northern Ireland. And it's the 9th Prince's Trust Macquarie Youth Index report. And what it reveals is young people's levels of happiness and confidence in their situation and their future is at their lowest level since the study began. In fact, as you rightly say, the number of young people here in Northern Ireland who do not feel in control of their lives has more than doubled over the past year. And this is a staggering deterioration in young people's confidence. The suggestion in the report that young people are telling us, there's two reasons that could be behind this finding. One of the reasons is that, as you rightly say, young people are fearing for the future. There'll be fewer job opportunities in the next few years. So what you find at the minute is young people are taking jobs that tie them over, zero-hour contracts, short-term jobs, rather than focusing on developing their career. The other uncertainty that the young people are telling us, and they tell us on a daily basis as well here at the Prince's Trust in Belfast, is that the unpredictable political climate in the past year is making them feel very anxious about their futures. So in very many ways, the Prince's Trust is calling on government and employers to focus on young people's needs and provide them with the skills and the work experience they need to really thrive and fulfil their potential.
It's one thing getting them the work experience. It's one thing getting them through the door. Is there a possibility, however, that groups, organisations and companies take advantage of them? They're almost like slave labour.
We would argue that the employers that we work with actually work very closely to give young people meaningful work experience opportunities. And what they do is they take them on a structured program where they introduce them to the workplace and they give them buddies in the workplace as well. A couple of examples here in Northern Ireland is Lidl, Marks and Spencer's, Tesco's we work with as well, and really bring the young people on a journey that helps them develop the skills and the confidence they need to be able to cope with the changes and moving into the workplace. In return, the young people are on an interview, in this case a two-week interview, where they have to come on time, they have to basically follow procedures, learn the ropes, etc. as well. And I can tell you now that 80% of the young people we work with here in Northern Ireland end up moving into education, training and employment as a result of that warm introduction to employers.
I suppose the other issue too is automation. There's so much talk about high-tech ways of doing things that less and less staff are needed, so therefore less and less young people are needed. It's a very worrying time. They're almost victims of the era of their own success, the victims of the successful era in which they are growing up in.
Absolutely. I think one thing to remember is with automation comes new opportunities as well. But we have to have a workforce, and particularly our young people, investing in their futures that are ready to take up these new opportunities. So automation might take away one skill that you have, but it'll introduce other actual areas of work that young people can move into. So it's not all doom and gloom of what automation can actually do and taking away jobs, etc. I know I've heard reports that over half of Northern Ireland's workforce could be subject to losing their jobs because of automation. But the important thing is about reskilling our young people. But we have to start by giving them the confidence and the ability to actually step into these opportunities and to focus on their careers. And here at the Prince's Trust, we're working very hard to do that with young people who have maybe for one reason or another dropped out of education with no qualifications. They're leaving care, young people who have got in trouble with the law, and young people who are unemployed. And we're seeing tremendous success in working with those young people and moving them into what we define as a future career opportunity for them.
And do you have examples, because the Prince's Trust has been around for a while now, examples of young people who were off the straight and narrow who are now holding down really decent jobs?
Yeah, really good question, Frank. We have what we call young ambassadors, young people who have came through our programmes and want to share with other young people here in Northern Ireland, throughout Northern Ireland, their stories. And one story stands out is a young man called Ryan McIntyre. And Ryan would say himself that he was facing a life of pretty much a hopeless future. His father passed away, he had to take over the family business. The family business basically went under, and Ryan was facing a situation that was very difficult for him, considering all of the possibilities of the future, but getting no avenues open to him. Now, fast forward after he supported him at the Prince's Trust, Ryan is now a section manager with Marks and Spencers up in Coleraine, and it's a fantastic journey he's been on, and I can name lots more young people who have been on a similar journey to that. So it is about turning lives around. It is about giving young people an opportunity to fulfill their potential, because I can guarantee you now, Frank, young people have the conviction to work. They just need the opportunity to get on with it.
And can individual families contact the Prince's Trust, or is it groups and organisations?
Absolutely. I would encourage mums, dads, grannies. We get lots of referrals from mums, dads and grannies, organisations as well, and young people and their friends as well, to get in touch with the Prince's Trust. Our number is a free phone number here, and it's 0800 842 842. Or you can Google the Prince's Trust online. We've now set up a new online platform for young people who aren't quite ready to take that step into a structured program. They may be living in a rural area and they haven't got the transport, or maybe they're actually haven't got the confidence to leave home. They can go online and they can test out our employability support online with a mentor, importantly as well, before they take the next step. So Google the Prince's Trust online, get online and see what we can do for the young people.
Okay, Mark, thanks for describing it to us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
And Mark Duggan, the Northern Ireland Director with the Prince's Trust, 90333105. The 0800 number is 0800 842 842 if you'd like to find out more about the Prince's Trust.